Hello there, and welcome to Cooking After Midnight. Things have been pretty rough lately, and we've been spending all this time at home, being in quarantine. Many of us have turned to learning how to cook. Well, I thought, wouldn't it be a wonderful idea for me to create this instructional video showing you how to cook my favorite three meals, my three favorite dishes. For tonight, I've prepared a three-course meal, and I've really dedicated some time to gathering all the ingredients required. Now, we're gonna start off with a mozzarella stick appetizer, followed by a main course, which is angel hair with meatballs and a special tomato sauce. And then we're gonna end with the strawberry penne roll, as I call it. Made up that recipe myself. Sarah, let me change the song. Yeah, as I was saying, I prepared a list, which will be attached to this instructional video, where you can find all the ingredients that you'll require and their correct temperature or storage requirements. I find that instructional videos and the art of human dishes is quite lacking, and I thought I'd share some of my methodology with the rest of the world. See, humans are difficult to cook with because they're just so anatomically distinct. Can be pretty tough to cut them up and to know where exactly to cut, because you might find yourself with a gash of blood, and you certainly don't want that. I've gotta say, getting the ingredients for this instructional video was not easy, but I did a fair task. Pretty proud of myself now. I'm not gonna go into details on that. Maybe I'll make another instructional video on acquiring some of your ingredients. Well, needless to say, it's important to also incorporate non-human ingredients in the mixture, you know? You wanna keep a nice variety, make it eclectic. It's nice to have a diverse set of flavors, and never forget to use spices. It's very important. I've spent a great deal of time researching human anatomy and physiology. I have quite the extensive medical knowledge required to know exactly how I should cut up a human body so that I could preserve it in the right way, so that it could taste properly. And also, not only that, but it's important to make sure that the body is free of disease and clean, you know? It's important to make sure that you know where your ingredients come from. Must first decide on the ideal quality of meat that you desire. Because sometimes the quality of the meat can be downright disgusting. Now, some people, they have toxins in their blood. It's very disgusting. Yeah. Now, let me not get distracted. We have a lot to get to. Now, first task on our agenda is to prepare the breadcrumbs. You have a list of ingredients with you that I've provided. And what I have here is I've prepared the breadcrumbs myself by grinding some toasted bread. And because they are simply just little tiny pieces of toasted bread, it's very important to season them to get the right flavor out of them for your mozzarella sticks, which are going to be fried, by the way. Right. So for this, for these breadcrumbs, let's see, what we're going to add is, let's go ahead and add approximately, go this far. We're gonna go ahead and add 1/2 teaspoon of basil. And we're having approximately, well, I have that listed in the ingredients, but that's approximately like half a cup of breadcrumbs there. Okay. Now, this is really going to add in to the crispiness of the fingers, you know? It's really going to make them crunch when you put them in your mouth. It's really going to be delicious. So, we add the basil, and also it's going to go really well with the tomato sauce that we're going to make later on. So we add the basil, and now we're going to add some oregano. And let's just say we're going to add the same amount, 1/2 teaspoon, okay? All right. This one's pretty new. Unscrew it. Grab it from the inside. And there we go. I'm going to mix that in there. Okay, and I think that we should add a bit of salt. Where's my salt? Oh, here it is. Okay. For this, we're gonna add about 1/8 teaspoon, yeah? And I'm using some sea salt. You really want to make sure that you have the right flavor. Now, flavor is key when you're talking about cooking with humans, you know? Alright. So mix that up very well. Alright. It's looking really nice. And so, if you'd like, what you can do, it's not necessary, but you can crack a little pepper in there. Okay, I'm gonna grind some black pepper in there. Okay. There we go. Very nice. Mix that up. And we have prepared our breadcrumbs. Okay. So, we're going to set our breadcrumbs aside, and we're going to get started on our very special tomato sauce. Now, this tomato sauce requires a very moist yet chunky sort of brain matter. And the brain matter is really going to add that kind of chunky tomato feel to it, because we're actually not going to use actual tomatoes, right? The brain matter is going to be a substitute for that. Now, it is a myth that eating it will make you smarter. That is definitely not true. I know that for sure, because I am a scientist. Now we can continue onwards to make our tomato sauce. So, in a container, I have my brain matter. And let me grab, well, we're going to have a separate container for the tomato sauce mixture, which we're going to have. But then we're also going to have our brain matter, which should be stored in the fridge. Absolutely. It's going to help the chunkiness. Alright, so I have my brain matter right here. Right. I've wrapped it up. Oh no, this isn't it. Oh no. Here it is. I accidentally unwrapped my, my blood. Alright. Try to lock in our brain matter. Now, the tomato sauce is gonna have onion, garlic, brain matter, and blood. Now, what we're gonna do is we're gonna mix up the ingredients and then we're gonna cook them up. They're gonna mix up really well, really coagulate with the blood, and create this really thick, nice, chunky sauce that we're gonna be adding to our angel hair pasta. And I will be explaining more on that later. So we're going to have to take our brain matter and chunk it up because, well, unless you have already chunked it up into, like, tomato chunks, for example, you're going to have to chunk it up in a food processor. So that's what we're going to do right now because I haven't cut up my brain yet. I'm gonna plug in my food processor. It took longer than required, usually. I'm gonna put in my brain matter. I gotta dice it up first, make sure. I already pre-diced it, and but it's not in chunks yet. And then I'm gonna put that into the food processor as best as I can. I'm very limited on space here. It's actually quite alarming, but we're gonna make it do. So yeah, don't worry. If it looks blonde, it's gonna be pretty good once we get those spices into it. Everything's gonna work out great. Garlic especially helps with the flavor. That in there.
if the brain matter is stuck on the sides, then you want to open up your food processor and then push it down.
Push it down. And then
reclose it. And there we go.
All right. So, we have our brain matter pretty freaking chunky. And what we're gonna do next, we're gonna put it into our container where we're gonna make our pasta sauce. Alright. So.
Along with that,
you're gonna make sure to add in approximately 6 ounces of blood. Now, this takes me back to what I was gonna say about the instructional video on grabbing your, obtaining your ingredients. It's very important that you don't make a mess on yourself. And you don't end up with these messy ingredients and blood everywhere. The best course of action is to simply drain the body of blood before doing any cutting whatsoever. I must also say, it takes quite a bit of effort to cut up the body into pieces, and that should not be underestimated. Spent quite a deal of time working out my body, gathering the muscle strength required to really cut up a human body. Now, next thing that you're gonna, where's my cow? It's gone. Oh, there it is. All right. So, the last things that we're gonna add for our sauce is actually some good old fashioned tomato puree. Mix that in with the brain matter, because of course we need a tomato flavor if it's a tomato sauce. Now, I'm not gonna use a whole can. I'm just gonna use maybe about 10, no, about 9 ounces. And really, it doesn't matter. You can add more or less, because it really also depends on the amount of brain matter that you have. And some people just have smaller brains. Some people have larger brains. Well, that's what I have in my opinion. Alright, so we're gonna mix this up very well. And to this wonderful sauce. Okay. That chunkiness of the brain matter, let me just say, something that doesn't really compare to anything else. It's really delicious. But we've got something very special coming up. Now this this tomato sauce recipe was lent to me by a friend, actually. He's very gifted in the craft of cooking up humans. Well, this is a very chunky sauce, oh yes. It's very nice. Alright, so, now, our spice mix is going to consist of several spices. We're going to add some onion powder. Even though we're going to add some onion into it, some actual onion, we're just going to add 1 teaspoon of, actually half a teaspoon of onion powder. Half a teaspoon of that. Very good. Then you're gonna add 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, though we are going to add some garlic in there. I'm actually going a little low on the portions because sometimes I get scared of adding too much, but usually when I do that, it ends up a little tasting a little more like brain than normal. Now, we're gonna add 1 teaspoon of dried basil. It's gonna be 2 of 1/2 teaspoon because I'm lacking a 1 teaspoon. Spoon. There we go. This sauce actually works better when you save it up in the fridge overnight. But that's okay. We want to enjoy your dinner tonight because it's well earned, right? Alright, the next thing you're going to add is some oregano, just like we added to the mixture itself. One of that. Oh yeah. I use a lot of oregano. Very much. And then 1/2 teaspoon of ground sweet paprika. Let's go in there. Ooh, that's some paprika. Oh yeah. Oof. All right. And then, I'm so sorry, but it gets even more complicated because we're going to add 1/4 teaspoon of salt. This is all worth it, guys, because this is going to be our dipping sauce for the fingers, and then it's also going to be our sauce for the angel hair. So it's going to work out both ways for us. If you want, you can go mixing up the spices all together. Be very nice. And then we're going to add 1 teaspoon of sugar. I'm going to be using some brown sugar. And then 1 teaspoon of white vinegar.
that up. Very well. If you want, you can use a whisk. But I'm saving mine, because later on, we're going to have to fry those fingers, and we're going to have to dip them in some batter, and the batter is going to require the whisk. Alright, so now, we're just going to add some black pepper, and then you're going to want to give it a taste. Oh, it tastes really good, actually. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's delicious. Ground pepper. Now, this recipe is oil-free because there's nothing worse than mixing oil with your brain matter. Alright. Let's see if it needs something else. I'm gonna give it one final little taste. Need some salt. I'm pretty sure the onion and garlic will help out, but it needs some more salt, so I'm gonna sprinkle some more salt on that. Very delicious brain. It's very chunky. Alright. So now that our tomato, well, actually, I'm sorry. Got ahead of myself. Gotta cut up that onion. We're gonna cut up that onion right now. Let's cover this up. And you can set that in the fridge for now. It'll be good, very good in there. So now we're gonna cut up some onion. We're gonna cut the onion in a cross-sectional form. I suppose I really shouldn't be sitting down for this, but that's all right. Now I cry. Human ingredients don't make you cry, but plant ones do. There's a root, right? I'm not all too familiar with non-human ingredients, but I have a very extensive knowledge of all the ways that human beings can be used for food. Alright, so I'm just gonna dice up this onion. It's a very tiny onion, actually. I normally work with white or white or red onions, but today I decided to use a very small yellow onion, a sweet onion, for this sauce because it's leaning on the sweet side, so. Our dessert dish is going to be much interesting. So I'm going to just chop up my onions just like that. It's so cramped on space that it's absolutely ridiculous. Go into to the tomato sauce. Taking care of the lengthy preparations ahead of time, because the rest will be quite easy. So we're putting in this chopped up onions and there, like such. And I think that instead of adding that garlic, I'm just going to add some more onion powder. Swinging it. Alright. There we go. Make sure to clean up as you go. And remember, you don't want to... you certainly... do not want to leave blood touching any surface because it will stain. So if you get any blood anywhere, make sure to clean that up immediately. You mix that up very well. And now you can just store that in the fridge. And we are done with our tomato sauce. Throw that in there. Alright. The next thing we're going to do is prepare a strawberry sauce for our cock roll. Now, the thing about the roll is that I don't want to have blood in the mixture there. I want it to be very pure cock roll. So we're going to have that strawberry sauce. Now I've already prepared some strawberries that I have right here, and what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna mix them in with some white sugar and with some strawberry puree, and that's just going to act as a glaze. Now you can see the proportions, I've listed them in the ingredients section. We're gonna do that right now. And then that's also gonna be stored in the fridge. We're gonna start working on the roll. Now the roll is gonna be our dessert entry, and we're gonna have it in the oven for quite some time. So the first thing that you're gonna do is you're gonna wanna take out your chilled penis, and you're gonna wanna make sure that it's completely bled of all the blood. You don't want any blood in it whatsoever. So as I said beforehand, just drain the entire body completely. Just leave no blood whatsoever. Now, I've already taken the liberty of chopping it off myself. And so I have it prepared. Now, there is, so this is kind of like a take on the Swiss roll, you know, but it's going to be like a strawberry Swiss roll with some icing in it, and then at the end, after we're done baking this, we're gonna chop it up into slices in a cross-sectional way, and that's just gonna be very, very delicious. So, what we're gonna use
for the frosting is actually something very special now. I have this wonderful lady in my basement. She so graciously has volunteered to be my sort of, I don't know how to describe it, my body fluid sort of slave, or my, what's it called, my, she's kind of like a farm, you know, because she allows my cooking to continue. I can keep on cooking the angel hair pasta, for example, and I can keep on making these dishes that require certain fluids, you know, like, sometimes, like, I mix in some of her ejaculate if it happens, you know, if I can get that to happen, I mix it into the icing. Sometimes it's just her discharge. So today for the icing, we're just gonna have her discharge because I couldn't get her to ejaculate. Very, very sad. She was too sad today. I had just too much extra blood to give her, and I don't know what to say. That's what I feed her. You know? I know it makes her powerful. That's what God tells me to do, so that's what I do. But anyhow. So we're gonna get the thing. We're gonna get... Let's grab that from the fridge, right? Now, as I was saying, it's kind of like a Swiss roll, but the Swiss roll is actually not Swiss. It's actually from, like, Europe or Austria or something. Yeah. From, like, Central Europe, Austria or something. So, it's actually incorrect to say that it's a Swiss roll. I'm gonna grab that. The most important part of this is, well, the massage, and there is a marinade now that it goes into beforehand. So, it is chilled, you know. Now, beforehand, there's this tradition that many of us partake in. Now, I haven't done it in this instance. I mean, I'm not going to do it in this instance, but I've done it before. And this just simply involves taking the phallus, you know, the penis, the cock, and just sticking it inside of yourself just to give it that soak in those juices. It's really gonna give it that natural flavor, and you really, really want that for your sweets, because honestly, those juices, they can be very delicious. So you certainly want that, you know. And it doesn't have to be when the body is completely intact, you know. If that disturbs you, then after you chop it off, yeah, then you can use it at your disposal, if that's what you want. And if you're a male, then you can also use it yourself in the behind. Although it won't be as sweet, it'll have a sort of bitter taste. But it's all up to you, it's all up to your taste preference, you know? So yeah. Now, the important thing, other than the marinade, is the massage, you know? And what you want to do is just really, really tenderize that cock, you know, make it really nice and soft, so that you, not nice and soft, but nice and pliable, you know. It's still gonna be chilly and firm, but it's gonna feel nice in your hands, you know. And you want to make sure that you really give it that love before you bake it. It's really gonna make that difference. Now, that skin is gonna caramelize in the oven. It's gonna be absolutely delicious. You are gonna love it. It's gonna taste so sweet. It's gonna be the best ending to this entire meal, I promise. So let's get that going. So we're gonna take our juices from this lovely lady.
Alright. I'm just starting here. We're gonna put them in here.
And you're gonna actually mix them with that mixture of a little bit of whipped cream and a little bit of ice cream that I put into the description box. Not, I'm sorry, whipped cream and icing that I put in the description below. And that's gonna be our icing portion, right? Now, what you wanna realize is that you can cut alongside the length of the shaft, and you can actually extend outward the skin and make it into a sort of rectangle so that you can actually fill it in with the icing that we're going to fill in. So you're going to make a cut along the length of the shaft, and it's going to be pretty fucking difficult, let me just say. So it's going to be, you're gonna really have to get in there. So, yeah. I'm very strong though. I can fucking do it. Alright. There we go. You make that slit there, and you can actually just push it open. If you cut laterally on both ends, and then you can just split that open, kind of like a dissection sort of thing, kind of like you're dissecting a frog in that sort of sense. you might want to pin it open if you can, if you have the proper equipment. I certainly don't, so I'm just gonna fill that up with this icing right here. I'm just gonna the icing tastes really good. Yeah, she always gives me what I need. I wanted that squirt, but that's fine, though. I just needed this discharge from her. Cervical discharge is the most delicious. It kind of looks like egg whites. So, now that we've got this going. Alright, so now we're actually going to put this into the oven. Once you fill that with your icing, you might actually want to add, let's just add some chocolate powder on top of that. Why not? Let's just make it some strawberry chocolate. All right, sprinkle that there. Okay, it's pretty cut up. All right. We're gonna set this in the oven, 450 degrees, for about like 20 minutes or so. That's gonna allow the skin to really get crispy, but it's actually gonna be very sweet. And you might not believe this, but yes, it is. And so, let's do this. Alright, so that's done. Now, we're gonna get on to the next part, which is we're gonna start forming the meatballs for our pasta. Now, the meatballs are going to be made from the testicles. Now, testicles are very tender and they don't require much force. You know, because they're already soft enough and pliable and stuff. But we're just gonna wanna chomp up those testicles. Into kind of like a ground beef consistency, right? So it's easy to chop up, you know, in the fact that it doesn't require much pounding in that sense. So that's what we're gonna do now. really want to massage it in there really good. All right. Now, this recipe was actually provided to me by one of my listeners. I was very eager to share this with me, let's just say. Alright. So, once you've mushed up your testicles, you're going to want to also season them, because everything here requires a seasoning. We're going to add some ground pepper. You can spread on some paprika, actually. Paprika would go really well with them. At this point, you can just eye roll with it. Whatever it's called. And some garlic powder. Alright. Now, we're gonna put these into the oven as well. But these are gonna be in there for about 15 minutes only. You know. Because they're already pretty tender as it is. Right? So, the next thing we're going to do is our angel hair pasta. Now, the lady in my basement has so graciously provided this angel hair for us. And now, what you got to realize about hair is that it's very thin, you know? So how you could say, how are you going to eat this? It makes no sense whatsoever, right? But what happens is that if you boil the hair, what's going to happen is that it's just going to break all these bonds that it has. And it's just going to become sort of like a zucchini squash kind of thing. So what I do is I harvest the hair from this wonderful lady. This is what we will be using. Now, if you can't find any blonde hair, that's totally fine. Any color hair will do. It's just about the quality of the hair itself. Now, it is imperative that you do not use dyed hair. You must use virgin hair. Preferably, you will use a virgin slave, right? Because you want to make sure that she does not have any diseases and that she is not a drug addict or she hasn't been around, things like that. You want a nice, clean virgin, just like you want a nice, clean body for your ingredients, right? For your principal ingredients. So, make sure that you have virgin hair. So we're just going to take some of this hair and just stick it in a pot of boiling water. And this is just going to boil like a regular spaghetti for a few minutes. We can add some salt in here. Okay. And we're going to set a timer for that too. So make sure you have everything timed and ready. And now, as we near the end, we need to coagulate our tomato sauce, right? And then we're also gonna get on our fried fingers, okay? So I think what we can do first is the fried fingers, because then as they cool down after the fry, we can go ahead and coagulate our blood sauce. So that would be perfect. So let's go ahead and grab our fingers. So, what I have actually is I just have the hand. I have all the fingers attached and I have to cut them because I haven't had the time to do that yet. So I'm going to do that now. Gotta make sure I wrap them up very nicely. the hand right here. Now, as always, this is already drained. Now, you want to make sure... Here's the key. You have to be very, very delicate with cutting the fingers. And we also need to be aware that we have to remove the bone, right? Because previously, we didn't have any bone involved, but now we do. So, what you're going to do first, you're going to grab the hand, and then you're going to place the knife. Now, it's all about, it's not about force, actually. It's about the direction of the cut. The angle at which you cut and the way in which you cut, the speed in which you cut. Speed is everything. But it also depends on where your body is. Make sure that you have an advantage over the cut as well. You know? So this is going to be very difficult and you might really struggle with it. You might want to use a big, big knife. And that's totally okay. So let's get started. Let's do this. I mean, yeah, cutting a limb takes some effort. You should see the knife that I used to cut up the other body parts. It's pretty fucking crazy. Alright, so you want to make sure you cut every finger. Right? Because, honestly, you're not going to get away with just eating one mozzarella stick. You want more than that. There we go. All the fingers are off the palm. We're gonna put in our palm back into our wrapper. All right. So now that our fingers are cut off, and you wanna make sure that you, I'm so sorry that I didn't mention this. You wanna make sure that you cut, right at the joint, because then you can just easily, you know, grate through that bone right there, like, you know. All right, so after you do this thing, what you want to make sure that you do is you have to actually remove the bone, and this is gonna be pretty fucking difficult, but you're gonna fucking do it. You're gonna strip the skin off the bone. You might want to pull this kind of like you're peeling a shrimp, you know, and just push it off. It's gonna take some effort, let me tell you, but let's just do that right now. Okay. Okay, there we go. Okay, blown out. Here we go. Alright, so the bone is out. Very important. Now you got that. Now what we're going to do, we're going to dip our fingers into our batter. We're going to prepare our batter now. So for our batter, we're going to crack one egg. Thank you. Then you're going to whisk this up very nicely. You're gonna add some onion powder. You're gonna add some sea salt. You mix that up. You're gonna add an eighth of a cup of water. So now what you're going to do is you're going to have a separate container where you're going to have some flour and some cornstarch. And you're going to have approximately a ninth of a cup of cornstarch and twice the amount of flour. What you're gonna do is, one moment please. You will grab your mozzarella sticks, well, your fingers, and then you will dip them in the egg mixture. Following this egg mixture, you're going to dip them into your flour mixture. And then finally, into your wonderful mixture of breadcrumbs. For your seasoning. Be very delicate with the fingers. It's very important. Okay. I'm very good. That's okay. I want to do this with each of the fingers very nicely. It's a very simple process. Through each and every one of those fingers, they're gonna come out very crispy. Gonna be very enjoyable. Very delicious. Now you wanna make sure that you avoid using your fingers for this. You wanna preferably use tongs. And if your mixture is too sticky, then you might want to try using more flour, or beforehand, you might want to try preparing your hands with the right level of moisture. As you get all these mozzarella sticks ready for the fryer, what you're gonna do is you're gonna notice that your pasta should be about done. Remember that your meatballs and your cockerel is in the oven and such. We're gonna take out the pasta right now from that boiler. Alright, so you want to serve this on a... Well, I typically don't like serving pasta on a flat dish, but we can do it this time. I'm gonna get your ladle, your little pasta server. Okay. Just put that there. And now, after we've cleared this, we're gonna drain the pan. Let's go drain the pan. All right, so drain the pan. And now we're gonna fry these fingers. So we're gonna put these fingers to fry in about half an inch of oil. You don't have to use that much. All right, so we're just do that right now. Put these fingers to fry. Let's put this oil in the frying pan. That up. Okay. All right. So while that is frying, what we're gonna do is take out our meatballs from the oven. Alright, and they should be nice and brown, right? And you should see the meat has really cooked all the way on the inside, which is very important. We serve these on there. And now, as these are frying, we have another separate pan where we're going to put in our tomato sauce because we're going to coagulate that blood, so that it really gives it that nice, deep, full flavor along with those spices that's really mixed in there. So it's gonna be really delicious, okay? Meanwhile, I'm gonna start cleaning up here. All right, before I take out the pasta sauce, I'm gonna clean up, and then we're gonna get to the final parts of our dish. Alright, so, we got our angel hair pasta on our plate with our meatballs. Our penne roll is still in the oven, but that's going to be on hold for another few minutes as we start to eat our food. And now, our mozzarella sticks are frying, and all we have left to do is to heat up our tomato sauce. That could be nice and warm, and all nice for, how do I describe it? The spices really mix in with the brain matter and the blood, and it really thickens up once you heat it up. It's really difficult to describe, but you'll see what I mean. We take out that sauce. Alright. Now you're just gonna wanna warm it up. It's just pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Alright, we're gonna scoop it into the frying pan. Alright, and you're gonna put that maybe like on, medium-high setting, and you're just gonna spin that around. Make sure that the bottom doesn't get too hot. Make sure you're always stirring it, and just heat that up for a few minutes. Meanwhile, keep an eye on your mozzarella sticks. Your finger sticks, I should say. Make sure that they're fried on all sides. Should be noticing that the texture of the skin should be concealed by these crumbs that we created. Alright, so now we're ready to put our feast together. We've got our mozzarella sticks. Let's take them out of the oil, okay? We're putting them on this very nice sheet of paper. You can use a towel, actually, to be more eco-friendly. That would be much, much better. If you can, use a little towel. Alright. Let's put that there. I'm gonna put some sauce on these pasta and these meatballs. Put that on here. Okay. So now in a few minutes, our roll should be out of the oven, but we are ready. We're ready to sit down, pour ourselves a glass of wine, wind down, and enjoy the long meal that we've just prepared, because it's taken quite a while, hasn't it? We're long overdue for it. Taken quite some effort. Go. Let me go get my utensils. Alright. Well, now, before we eat, we of course have to be very grateful for this human being that has devoted their lives for us now. Really? No. You're just a fucking piece of meat. Nah, I'm just gonna thank Jesus for making you so fucking stupid that you would literally let me kill you and eat you. Thank you, Jesus, for making people so gullible and for making me so smart and beautiful. Alright. Are you still watching, huh? 'Cause you know, you only watch my show once. Did you know that? That's right. People who watch my cooking show, they only watch one episode because you are streaming from the internet, aren't you, huh? Using your wonderful computer or your phone, your wonderful connection that can be tracked. And guess what? If you're watching this video, that means that I know where you are. So, you thought that you could get my recipes? That you could enjoy me cutting up a body and creating these delicious meals and get away with it and then use it to your own advantage? No. I enjoy my meal and I enjoy my future meals, and this is how I ensure that I have meals for as long as I live, right? Yeah, 'cause guess what? I eat the cannibals. Bon appetit!